Nolte, 735k downvotes for Disney's woke Snow White trailer, only 69k upvotes. By John Nolte on August 16, 2024. The Disney Grooming Syndicate released a trailer on Saturday for its upcoming live-action Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs remake. With nearly 6.7 million views on YouTube, the downvotes outnumber the upvotes by 10 times. Only 69,000 people out of 6.7 million bothered to upvote the trailer. An astonishing 735,000 gave it a downvote. For context, the trailer for Disney's 2023 megaflop The Marvels at least came in pretty close to even with 537,000 upvotes and 570,000 downvotes. I don't think I've ever seen a major studio movie hit like this Snow White remake. Part of the disgust undoubtedly has to do with all the controversying around the movie. Instead of promoting her movie, Snow White's star, the insufferable Rachel Zegler, spent most of her time attacking the original, beloved 1937 classic as sexist and dated. Little Miss Smug assured everyone her Snow White would be empowered and improved and would correct everything wrong with the original. No Prince Charming was going to stalk her, no sir. Then there was Disney's cowardly decision to cave to Peter Dinklage. Dinklage is a midget who went public to address his outrage at the very idea of Snow White casting other midgets as the dwarfs. On top of being a very good actor, Peter's pretty slick. There is nothing wrong with casting dwarfs as dwarfs. He knows that. So the cunning actor employed a little sensitivity fascism to ensure no other little people would break out in Snow White and then compete with him for roles. The dummies at Disney caved in 86 the dwarfs under the absurd idea that the best way to show tolerance for midgets is to never hire them. Instead, Snow White would be met with magical beings. When photos leaked of these magical beings, well, let's just say that woke makes you stupid. At this point, the groomers at Disney knew they had had a box office catastrophe on their hands and delayed the release of Snow White from March 2024 to March 2025. Zegler was likely told to shut her smug mouth. Then, at great cost, the movie was retooled, and the result is this garish piece of $300 million nothingness. My primary takeaway from the trailer is that no amount of suspension of disbelief will ever sell the idea that Gal Gadot's evil queen is beside herself with jealousy over Snow Unibrowed White's beauty. Then there's this leaked scene, which is even worse. So, the dwarfs take in Snow White, and the smug girl boss shows her appreciation by making them clean up. Isn't Snow White supposed to be sympathetic? One tweeter put it perfectly, wow. This version of Snow White is an entitled brat. Another wrote, wow, she can't even clean up. Is she paying rent at least? If you recall, in the original Snow White, with the help of her animal friends, Snow White shows her appreciation to the Seven Dwarfs and agrees to pull her weight for the free food and rent by cleaning the house, the one she broke into. What's more, this whole sequence was about a bigger theme involving how much men and women need one another. The dwarfs provide for her. She civilizes them. That's how the sexes work in a normal and civilized society. Now, only a dummy would take that message literally, men work, women clean. It's not that at all. The sequence is a metaphor. Men protect. We're bigger. We're wired that way. But, on our own, we're Neanderthals. Women make us better. Anyway, the comments on YouTube are worth reading. Everyone sees through this trash. So you're telling me that Magic Mirror is going to choose Rachel Zegler over Gal Gadot as the fairest of them all? That's some fairy tale. Snow White, 2025, I don't need any man. The prince, that's fine. I'm here for your stepmom. As a child, I was waiting for Disney cartoons. Now I'm waiting for the comment section and thumbs down. Seven little people have to feed their families instant noodles for years thanks to Peter Dinklage. I haven't seen so many people rooting for an apple before. Snow White breaks into a stranger's house and instructs and oversees them cleaning their house. Y'all really thought we would forget? Also, why did y'all make this version of Snow White to be a lazy squatter who forced the dwarves to clean up their own home? That's not a way to get a roof over your head nor food in your stomach by those who want to protect you in their own home. Let's hope it tanks. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.